Recovery 101, Recovery Bites. Recovery 101, Recovery Bites. Recovery Bites. Recovery Bites.
From the vault, thank you, Stephanie, for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle of yesteryear. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA and AOACAGAPASLASLACADDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBDBD opinions expressed are ours and ours alone, mostly because nobody else would dare claim them. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet.
Dude. Sweet.
So, it's been eventful lately.
It has been.
Yes.
It's been stuff.
Shelly.
What?
How's your last day and a half been?
Eventful.
Or let's say the last 24 hours.
Yes, well, I was in the hospital for what, five of it?
Yeah,
It took us about 5 hours.
Just
to get
long enough
that.
For them to come up with the conclusion we had drawn before we got there.
Pinch nerve.
Yeah, God, and this thing friggin' hurts, and there's really nothing you can do, apparently. You just have to rest and wait for it to decompress. It's like...
Pinched nerve?
Yeah, they said you could apply heat, but I don't really have any easy way to apply. I don't have a heating pad or anything like that, so...
I hear bath salts are effective.
I don't have a bathtub.
No, you can smoke them.
You can smoke them.
Oh, those kind of... I'm not a very good drug addict.
Your pinched nerve will not bother you anymore.
Yeah. No, and... Other people's pinched nerves won't bother them either because I'll eat their faces.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, you know, we were looking for something to do tonight.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go eat some. What did Jack Black used to say? Let's go melt some faces. Let's go eat some faces.
Yeah.
It could catch on.
Looking for something to do. There's 3 bottles of water on the front porch that need to be moved.
Oh.
Yeah, and that wasn't
on the list.
That wasn't on the list because there's another bottle back here.
Sure.
I know, but I don't want them on the front porch either. Somebody will take them.
Oh yeah.
Well, then you won't have to move them.
Someone's gonna come by with a truck and just heft out 15 gallons of water. Yeah. When they could just follow the Arrowhead guy around and just swipe them off every. How'd that be for a scam? Just follow the Arrowhead guy or the Sparklets guy about a half a block behind him and just go up to the front. Wait, sorry, these were recalled. We'll send the guy back.
When he takes the 2 off and walks up to the front porch, you just grab 3.
Yeah, but then he'd know. Eventually he'd know because he started looking, they're all empty.
Yeah,
but
suck.
If he's delivering them.
Yeah.
And if anyone stops you, you know what? Oh, my God, I'm so glad we caught
this
you.
This is a hell of a scam to raise $4.
For water, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So anything else, Shelly?
You know, Water World has not begun yet.
It will, though.
Yeah. No? Why? Is there something else?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No. Carry on. How was your day? How was your day, Mark? How was your day, Bruce?
How was your day?
My day was great.
I know. You're watching football.
I said I watched football.
And?
Football.
The official team of Recovery 101?
The Titans?
Yeah.
Beat the Seattle Seahawks today.
Yay.
Did they?
They did.
What was the score?
30 to
something.
I don't remember whether Seattle scored right at the end or not, but they beat them. They beat them. They weren't going to get caught.
Awesome.
And, you know, although it was not a W for my team, they fought really hard. It was 24-27 in overtime.
Yeah, Green Bay beat them.
Yeah, Green Bay
beat Bears.
Them.
And the Bears won.
Barely.
The Bears won in overtime.
The Bears won barely.
Barely. Roar.
Who's your team this year?
My fantasy football team that I drafted, that's my team this year.
And you made a name for them? What's the name?
I changed the name today. I called them, how do I put that? Tell the SOBs they're fired.
That's awesome. Now,
in honor of 700 people taking a knee.
Do you normally do pretty good with fantasy football?
I do.
Because I remember the only time I ever followed you following fantasy football, your sponsee Patrick smoked you. And he was like, he was like making it like, oh, that's just an everyday thing for him.
Yeah, I know. He does that.
I just win every time I touch something.
Yeah, I know. How's he doing?
I don't have. Shelly saw him walking down the street.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, just the fact that he's walking down the street.
He's walking down Badillo.
With a jacket on.
And it was 90.
In like 95 degree heat.
No, it was only about 85 that day.
Still. Anything else? Anything else happening? Zipping along?
My birthday's next Saturday.
Which one?
My 58th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Sweet.
Dude. Oh, wait. Sorry, that was your line.
That's we can't have a cake for him.
Nope.
You got to have a watermelon or something.
Nothing necessary. We'll have a cigar.
Okay.
So,
ooh, what
about
jasmine
you?
Tea? We could have jasmine tea.
We could have jasmine tea, yeah.
I broke out my window paintings for the first time in a year.
Yeah.
I was going to do a Halloween window on my store. I did the first character, and I realized that the white paint is a year old, and it doesn't really flow very smoothly. I'm going to have to go and spend $10 buy another cheap gallon of white paint. Because that was horrendous. So
mix a little acetone in.
Huh?
Mix a little acetone in, it'll be fine.
Acetone would be exactly wrong.
A little linseed oil.
Because it's water-based.
A little linseed oil.
And you put linseed oil in it, it's still water-based.
Okay.
Then you got to start cleaning your brushes with turpentine when you do that.
Go get more paint then.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go get some more paint, and then I'll do it tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes.
All right.
So... Awesome. You know what that means.
Our peanut just showed up.
A nut
has arrived.
Oh, there's
our peanut's here.
There's our peanut from the peanut gallery. Okay, so you know what that means.
What?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay, we have shout-outs, too. John, Randy, Carol, Lisa, Johnny, Natalie, Mark, Matt, Sloan, Bill, Fran, Damon, Neil, Joe, Paul, Henry, or Henri. I'm not sure because it's spelled Henri, but it could be Henry. Somebody and Colin.
Henri?
Maybe.
Yeah, we've got a few new people.
Maybe Henri.
It's H-E-N-R-I.
Henri.
It's Henri.
First two words are corned beef.
Very funny.
Maybe his name's just Henry.
No, because the last name has articles in front of it.
Of Confederation?
Okay,
of
incorporation. His name is not Van der Sloot, but if your last name was Van der Sloot, Van and Der would be the articles.
Okay.
So, but that's not his last name.
Okay.
So it could be Henri.
Okay.
Or it could be Henry.
Or it could be. We have no way of knowing.
Could be short for Henrietta. There's a lot of possibilities going on here. Should we investigate this further or just do the news?
Well, we can do both. Okay. Henri or Henry or Henrietta can write to us.
Oh, I'm sure after you call him Henrietta, he's going to write for sure.
And I didn't call him Henrietta.
I called her Henrietta.
Okay. The first story.
Or you'll get a thing that says, thank you so much.
You're the only one who picked up on it.
Yeah.
First story is out of Tennessee, and amazingly, Fran did not send this. I found this actually on my Facebook feed today. The Greene County Sheriff's Department actually had to post this on their social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, with a picture, because they were getting multiple phone calls from people reporting someone being killed by their garage door.
A little early Halloween
and
decorating?
That there was a bloody body in their neighbor's driveway.
It's got to be.
And if you look at the picture, it freaking looks like somebody's garage door.
It does, but he was wearing overalls, so he kind of deserved it.
Well, this is Tennessee.
Okay.
Everybody wears overalls.
Well, so what it is the guy's good with his Halloween decoration special effects.
Yeah, he hasn't finished putting up all the decorations yet. That was the first one he did, and it's pretty good. It's got bloody handprints on the door, like he tried to stop the door before it fell on his head.
So we need to make sure this show goes up before Halloween, right?
Yes, I'm sure it will.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we've got four. This will be the fourth show on the desktop. It'll go up before Halloween, trust me.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Halloween's a ways.
Yeah. Bill sent this next story in.
Our sponsor.
What?
Our sponsor.
Yes, sponsored in part by Bill P.
Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper.
A viral video this week is highlighting the plight of some dogs in Russia. They're actually radioactive dogs in Chernobyl, Russia.
How many heads do they have?
Just one.
How many
paws?
But
they don't live very long. They live long enough to procreate, and they have kind of tough lives.
Radioactive.
But because there aren't any people allowed to live there, the dogs that were left behind when everybody had to evacuate during the nuclear disaster, some people were able to get their pets out and some weren't. So these animals have kind of taken over, and the wild animals prey on them. They're getting rabies and stuff. So, and if, you know, you get all the feels looking at these videos of these poor dogs because they just want to be loved, but nobody can touch them because they're radioactive.
So what you got to do is you got to find a mom that just gave birth and take her puppies out of the hot zone.
There's a new bill that was just passed that provides funding. There's actually, it's a short film. You can watch it on YouTube called Puppies of Chernobyl. And it talks about a new program that is getting underway to help.
By whom?
It's called the Clean Futures Fund in Russia, by Russia. There are some volunteers that are working for the organization, but the money is coming from a bill that was passed by however their government works now.
Usually they just shoot everybody who disagrees with them, don't they?
Well, no, I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
And there are volunteers coming in from...
You can't really tell because all those guys are dead.
From the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Germany, there are volunteers flying in to help round up these dogs and take care of them, help clean them up, and get them neutered and spayed so they can't make any more puppies or whatever.
And then release them back out there?
Well, they can't take them out of the Chernobyl area because even if they clean them off, they're still radioactive. But if they fix them, they won't make more puppies.
I know they're Mark and I are on the same thing here. I cannot get that song out of my head right now. It's radioactive.
They're setting up food and water stations, and they'll put up like lean-tos and to help try to make their lives a little bit better. But they can't take them out of the area. Nothing can come in or out of Chernobyl.
A neutron bomb will take care of all the future generations.
Yes. Neutron bomb.
That's kind of what they did, in a sense.
Well, no. Neutron bomb doesn't leave any radiation. Just eliminates all the live creatures.
Kills everything living.
Well, all right then. Just saying.
You can't save them.
No, but we can. If they spay and neuter them, they won't make any more.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
They don't live very long.
It seems to me that dying of radiation sickness has got to be a horrible way to go.
Oh, they don't die of radiation sickness. The radiation levels are not that high anymore.
What are they dying of?
They do have high levels of radiation in their blood, and it shortens their lifespans. It weakens their hearts, but they don't die of radiation sickness. If you look at them, they look like regular dogs.
No, so what do they die of?
Living in a contaminated area.
So radiation sickness.
But it's not radiation sickness. They're not barfing and losing their hair and their skin and stuff. That's what radiation sickness is.
I don't know. I'm thrown off here.
Well, then you can watch the documentary.
Seems like neutron bomb. Better idea.
Neil and Damon.
Bink.
Or hunting season on the wild animals that are killing them.
But they're radioactive too.
Well, you know what's scary about that is the amount of radioactive animals that are wild that are quite possibly mating with non-radioactive animals and creating
semi-radioactive
weird-ass hybrids.
Yeah. Well, right now, we can step back from the potential
superhero
dog-human thing
bred.
Neil and Damon both sent this story in, and I actually saw it like a few days ago on my regular Yahoo news feed, but I didn't think to bookmark it, and then I forgot about it, and they both sent it in. This is out of Colorado. A homeowner named Kathy Budd.
Kathy what?
Budd. And it's not a marijuana story.
But it should be.
It doesn't have to be. All it's got to be is Colorado and have the woman's name be Budd.
I know. Okay.
Did this happen at 4:20 in the afternoon?
No. She called the police because she got her kids home from school and they're watching TV and she's in the kitchen and she suddenly hears them say, "Mom, Mom, there's a lady taking a poop." She goes out to see what her children were screaming about, and sure enough, there was a woman dressed out in jogging kit like she'd been jogging, squatting in the right in front of her house. Not right in front, but like, you know, by the curb in her lawn.
I thought it was going to be in her living room where the kids were watching TV.
No. No, and she didn't
recognize that in the front yard's any better.
Yeah, she didn't recognize the woman. And when she was done pooping, she just ran off, jogged off.
You're like, she didn't recognize the woman, because if she would have recognized her, she would have been like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
She didn't wipe.
So then she thought that was strange all by itself, but, you
well,
know,
yeah.
They cleaned it up, and then it happened again. The
same
second
woman?
Time,
marking
yeah,
her territory.
Same woman. The second time it happened, she said, I ran out of the house and yelled, are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she said, yeah, sorry, and ran off again.
You know,
so that time she called the police and told them what was going on.
It would have been better if she had a Russian accent and she was actually from Chernobyl.
Well, apparently this woman has the runs. Actually, that was Neil's joke.
She was running.
It has happened 15 times, and the police have yet, because it happens at different times of the day, the police have yet to catch her doing it. She's got some, like, grainy camera footage and stuff, and the
time
media,
to get a better webcam.
The media in Colorado is calling her the mad pooper, and people in other areas of the city have said that they've seen her doing it in the front of other people's yards, too.
Where's
you
the
know,
freaking
she's
investigative
done it,
reporter?
She's done it enough now that when she gets arrested, it'll be for felony shit and run.
Oh! You know what, though? I mean, you'd think there'd be some investigative reporter from one of these newspapers that goes, look, if I can make myself sit out here in a van for 2 days, I'm going to catch this chick at some point.
Yeah, at some point, you'd think.
Two guys in the van. One guy sleeps, the other guy's awake, and just run up on her and do an interview with her.
While she's pooping?
I'm looking for a...
She goes, like, get out of my ass.
I'm not sure she could bear to be interviewed.
Okay, we've taken this story about as far as we can at this point.
I'm looking...
It could only get better if she shows up for the next one in a pirate costume.
I'm looking forward to the butt date on that one, though.
Okay, Bill sent this story in. It's a little bit late, but the world
it's
did not
a little
end
bit
yesterday.
Funny.
Yay, go us. I was wondering why they were saying he calls himself a Christian researcher. He said that he believed that September 23rd would be the day that the world ended because from the date of the eclipse... It was 33 days from the date of the eclipse to September 23rd. And he said, Jesus lived for 33 days. The name Elohim...
Wait.
33 years, sorry.
I was going to say, Jesus lived for 33 days? 33 what happened
years.
There?
The name Elohim, which is the name of God to the Jews, was mentioned 33 times in the Bible. And it's a very biblically significant number. I'm quoting him here. I'm talking astronomy. I'm talking the Bible and merging the two.
So maybe it's 33 years after the eclipse.
Well, he also says that the global catastrophe will end up being caused by a secret planet called Nibiru that will pass the Earth on Saturday.
It's not going to pass the Earth on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because believe me, every conspiracy theorist guy in the world that believe, and there's a lot of people that believe in that Nibiru thing, it's supposedly a big planet. It would have been highly visible by regular amateur astronomers for a long time before it got
hiding.
Near us. Huh?
Who was hiding?
NASA says there's no factual basis for any claims about Nibiru.
Although, I don't know if you have this, but I saw a thing on, there's a thing called Curiosity Stream. They advertise it a lot on YouTube. It's got all kinds of interesting kind of programs about, you know, various things, dinosaurs and plant life and other planets and all kinds of stuff. It's a nature, like a Nova kind of show. And they are... pretty sure that there's two more planets in our solar system, but their what do they call it?
Orbit.
Their orbit around the sun is like dramatically bigger than everything else. Like they're way out there, but they're pretty sure that there's two more planets. And so now that you've cut down Pluto as a planet, we can go back to 10 instead of 8.
All right then.
Yeah.
Bill sent this next story in. Christy Lynn Goss.
Three names.
Yeah, but it's not a drug... Well, it might be a drug story. Who knows what she bought? 44 years old. She was the administrative assistant to a judge in Garland. She was in Garland County, Arkansas. She has been charged with embezzlement on $200,000 when she used county credit cards to buy jewelry, tickets to football games, home furnishings, pet insurance.
Pet insurance? And
for the city mascot.
And she bought a tuxedo for her pug.
Well, were they going to some, was there a dinner?
Well, no, she bought the tuxedo for her pug and took pictures of it. Now, she's admitted that she did this. So she's just, I mean, she's copping a guilty plea and she'll be sentenced November 22nd. But the internet is trying to get her off the charges because the picture of her pug in the tuxedo is so freaking adorable that Twitter is like ablaze with how adorable this dog is and don't put his mom in jail. And I'm like,
They could sell pictures of him to help mom's legal defense fund.
Well, she has no defense. She said she was guilty.
Then I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I have a question, and yes. I'm going to ask the major grammarian here.
What?
Why is it Kansas and Arkansas?
Because.
Why isn't it Arkansas and Kansas?
Or Kansas.
Or Kansas and Arkansas.
I don't know. You might want to ask a Native American because I believe those are Native American words. I don't know.
But you'd think it would be Native American in both places. Kansas, Arkansas.
Maybe it originally was and we messed it up.
Apparently we didn't mess it up in Arkansas.
I don't know.
Are you looking it up on Google?
Well, Siri, why are Kansas and Arkansas pronounced differently?
Oh, here we go.
Here's what I found on the web for Ask What's the Worst, Siri, why Arkansas and Arkansas pronounced differently.
And?
But she said why Arkansas and Arkansas.
No.
So what's the answer?
I don't know. She sent me to a site.
And what does the site say? I didn't mean for this to take so long. It just always struck me. And when you said Arkansas, it just reminded me of that. Because I was going to say, no, that's Arkansas.
Arkansas was named for the French plural of a Native American tribe, while Kansas is the English spelling of a similar one. Since the letter S is at the end of the French words are usually silent, we pronounce Bill Clinton's home state Arkansas.
Oh, there you go.
Now you know. We need one of those rainbow things that the more you know, la la la.
That could be an episode of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes, it could.
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Okay.
My name is Bill.
Bill sent this next story in.
See? Look at that segue.
This is in Geneva, Switzerland. Authorities are trying to find
Wait, why out. Didn't Neil find this?
I don't know. Authorities are trying to figure out why someone or someones are flushing tens of thousands of dollars worth of euros down toilets and clogging them up in banks and restaurants in Geneva. They're literally shoving wads of money down the toilet pipes.
I want to be a plumber.
In Geneva. It is not a crime to destroy the banknotes in Switzerland because the currency in Switzerland is actually the Swiss franc, although you can use the euro. They don't recognize the euro as being Swiss currency, so it's not illegal to destroy it.
But what would the point in throwing money away be?
That's what I'm wondering, too. Why would the Geneva Prosecutor's Office, the spokesman for them, Henri de la Casa, says there must be something behind this story, and we are starting an investigation.
If they're just trying to show...
Is Henri a show listener?
No, it's not our new show listener.
If they're just trying to show that, you know, money is meaningless to them, they could send it to us and achieve the same goal.
Yeah.
Like, I had a dealer one time, my buddy Tom, and him and this other guy, Jeff, were trying to show that cocaine didn't mean much to him. And they were literally, like, scooping, like, grams out of this bag and throwing it. And I'm like, you know, if you scoop those out and gave them to me to show how it didn't mean anything to you, you would get the same effect, except I'd get a bunch of cocaine instead of wasting it.
That's when you became a carpet farmer, huh?
Yeah, you know what? The way they threw it was that you weren't really going to be a carpet farmer. Although there was, yeah, I mean, a little bit. I don't want to send people out with the descriptor, but
yeah.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't figure it out. I'm like, if you're going to throw it away to show it doesn't mean anything to you, giving it to me is essentially the same thing. Except
yeah, really.
For it doesn't waste it.
Okay.
Because you throw it in your carpet, the dope-sniffing dogs find it.
Mark sent his next story in.
Mark who?
You.
I did.
Yes.
Okay.
In the midst of the opioid epidemic.
In the midst?
In the midst of what we're going on here, what's going on here with us. There's an interesting, I don't know if it's ironic, but insurers are actually limiting access to pain medications that carry a lower risk of addiction because they often cost more. So because Vicodin is cheap, let's throw a bunch of Vicodin at them instead of giving them a different painkiller that has fewer addictive properties.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when
we all said years ago that if Obamacare passed that your medical decisions would be being made by accountants and not by doctors, and they said you're wrong, I guess that was another one that wasn't really true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at least part of the opioid epidemic is not, you know, again, we go back to the insurers. I can't help but think in all of the healthcare storm and drang that we've gone through, the most culpable party in all of this is the insurance racket, and it's the one thing that the government protects.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Follow the money.
And follow the money for why they protect the insurance companies also.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow the donation trail.
Follow the yellow brick road.
What am I looking at?
Have you ever noticed at the beginning of when Dorothy is first in Kansas, right, and everything's in Technicolor, and she's standing in the middle of that spiral?
Yeah.
The first, you know, Munchkin says, follow the yellow brick road. And so she starts to go. Now, she's in a spiral.
Yeah.
And like 11 Munchkins have to tell her to follow the yellow brick road. It's like, yeah, it's the one the first guy said would get you out of that circle. You don't have to have 75 Munchkins walk up to you.
She could have just walked through the spiral. She didn't have to go around the spiral.
Right. And how many yellow brick roads?
As many times as in the song.
There's only one yellow brick road in
the
entire
place. But
the
song has it ended 11 times.
Right. Yeah. You got to finish the song.
It's about rhythm. How many times did the Beatles have to tell us to let it be?
It's from a rooftop, even.
Thank you.
People that called.
Hope we pass the audition.
It's called a chorus.
People that were trying to get help with dealing with their damaged roofs and other property damage after Hurricane Irma got a little bit of a surprise when they called the helpline number that was tweeted by the Federal Emergency Management Agency on Wednesday.
Massage parlor?
The number that they published was supposed to be a 1-800 number. It was a 1-888 number.
Oh, what was it? What'd the 800 number go to?
Hot Sex Now.
Line. Oh, shizness. Hey. That's hilarious.
An anchor at the NBC affiliate in Fort Myers said, FEMA is giving us a different kind of assistance these days.
Wow.
That's right. Charge this to FEMA. Go.
Yeah.
We have kind of an update there. Don Wilder, who used to put on the 12-Step Music Fest, lives in Key West.
Still?
And she was going back to her house would be.
Where her house used to be?
She said that there are no trees anywhere, but that she thought that most of the buildings made it through, and they were actually, I just talked to her a couple days ago, they were actually talking about landing cruise ships there because cruise ships haven't been able to really go anywhere around there, and they've been like stuck offshore, and they can actually go ashore there, although I don't know what they're going to go ashore for.
To get off the boat.
Yeah, to get off the boat. But anyway, she's okay. And so there you go.
Okay.
And finally, then we have a stupid drug crime of the week.
Awesome.
Greenwood, Indiana. Now, there aren't any names. Perpetrators are juveniles.
It's too bad it's Indiana. This could have been a hold my beer moment.
Well, it kind of was because
still can't.
This
teenagers.
Woman, this girl does not have a future in drug criminal. She cannot be a drug dealer.
We thought about trying to find a thing every week for the boozy news that would be
here, hold my beer.
The hold my beer moment. Here, hold my beer.
Yeah. The hold my beer was at 8 o'clock on Tuesday when she called the police department. She and her five friends, between the ages of 14 and 16, to inform the police that her marijuana had been stolen. It's not legal in Indiana.
Yeah. Well, she's an idiot.
Somebody kiped my
The police arrived to take this report and find out why a bunch of 14 to 16 year olds were selling possessing marijuana. When she went to file the report, she specifically named the person she was going to sell it to.
I'll bet that person's bummed.
She's trafficking. And she's given the name of somebody who is not a teenager.
Well, this is not contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
They held the two gentlemen that showed up to buy the marijuana from her, held her at gunpoint and stole the marijuana. She wanted the police to go and get her marijuana back.
Yeah, not so much.
And?
Well, that didn't work very well because now, you know, she's just ratted out another group of people who's going to rat out another group of people, hopefully.
That's how you get to the big fish.
And that's how you get to the big fish. So there's a whole bunch of teenagers that are now being charged with
one of those guys
possession.
Is not going to rat someone out.
Yeah. Well, they'll all be charged with drug possession. She will be charged with possession of drugs, paraphernalia, and...
Yeah, but she's a minor. Doesn't
right,
matter.
And trafficking. And we shall see what happens after that. I'll be interested to see where the trail on that one ends.
It's going to end California. In a couple people.
Yeah.
Because when you start getting to people that have real money and real ability to knock people off, someone's not going to roll over on them because they'd rather spend time in jail than die and have their entire family die.
Right.
And that is the end of the boozy news.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Hey, you know what? We're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Shelly. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To the same old place that you left about.
Ha, ha, ha.
The names have all changed since you've... What has it, been around?
I don't know.
One of these days, you got to sing around. It for us, Shelly.
I did once, a long time ago. I'll
yeah,
never
once,
do it again.
A long time ago. So if you can't find that and edit it in, you're going to have to sing it again.
I know exactly where it is.
Do you? What show?
One that I have in my personal file.
Oh, so you like it so much you kept it?
No.
She kept it so she never has to do it again.
Right. So I can prove I did it.
Oh, if it's in your file, I can find it. Yeah.
And now, on with the show.
Yeah, so we have a topic.
We do.
Or Mark has a
topic.
Wait,
what?
Yeah. That's it.
What?
Wait.
Wait, what? Wait.
The stupidest stuff you've ever heard in meetings or in the program.
Oh, wow. That opens up a lot of...
Can of worms.
I think, you know what? I think to just kick it off real quick, one that all three of us heard, we were all sitting here one night in the studio. We're recording. There was a number of sponsees here, two or three, who said we should make the younger person version of Recovery 101.
They were inferring we were old.
And yeah, inferring that we were old. And they said, you know... We said, well, what makes you think you could do this, you know, at your few months of sobriety? And they said, look, we got this. We got this. Within 3 weeks, they were all loaded.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, you got it all right. Normally, isn't it like the way when someone says, I've got it, almost expressly means they don't have it? Because if you were going to ask Mark or I'd say, you know what? I've got a decent handle on things. Nothing's perfect.
But
I don't know. I've got a better than average chance of making it, but no one's got it.
Yeah. I have a sponsee who got it. He died with 8 years of sobriety.
He died
sober with 8 years of sobriety.
Well,
he got it.
Yeah, he got it.
That's who got it. Yeah.
How about you guys? What's the crazy thing that you guys have heard?
I had someone share with me today that they were doing what's called an AWOL in FA, which is a way of life, which is basically supposedly a study of the steps.
And every time you say that, I'm thinking they're going to go out and eat some sugar or something because they're going AWOL.
No, they're not, but it's like, so they completed their eighth step, and then for their ninth step, they said, well, you might want to share it with your sponsor, but... You can go make amends if you really want to, but you know you have to be careful because you could hurt people. Let's go on to 10.
Wait,
wow.
What?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
what?
And you know, as actually realistic as part of that could be, and we've talked about that on the show before. You get a sponsee that says, I slept with so-and-so's wife, or so-and-so's, or a girl that says, I slept with so-and-so's husband. Do you really want them going to the husband or wife that maybe doesn't know and what do they call that?
Except when to do so would injure them or others.
Right, saving yourself at someone else's expense.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, yeah, cleaning your side of the street by firebombing the other side of the street.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, that's...
And that is possible, but just saying, let's go on to 10, I mean, well, that could hurt somebody, so...
Right, yeah, you're just going to skip over everything else?
That's like half the program right there. Let's just skip this part.
Yeah, let's skip the promises.
Yeah, let's skip the part that when you get halfway through, you'll start getting the promises.
Yeah.
Shelly, you heard something really wacko program-wise before.
When?
When you were fairly new in recovery.
Oh, you mean what, my sponsor? My first sponsor?
Yeah.
Your completely wacko first sponsor? Yeah,
yeah,
like
that was
it's
interesting.
Pretty wacko. That ranks right up there with the stuff I've heard.
The stupid thing is, I'm sometimes I'm not a stupid person. Occasionally, I have flashes of intelligence.
You're probably the smartest person in this room.
But even I was doing what she said to do, and you and all your cronies were laughing at me.
Well, you were willing to go to any lengths.
Well, it was, you know...
She told me that I needed to copy out the 12 and 12 backwards with my left hand because I'm right-handed.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Wait, what?
Was that before or after you brought her gifts?
I never brought her any gifts.
No, that's a different one. I was going to bring that one up later.
Maybe that's why she didn't answer me the day that I went out because I didn't bring her gifts. You know, I didn't pay proper tribute. I don't know. Yeah. But and she also had me go up to, which I actually didn't do this, go up to the top of Haven, you know, where there's not a lot of stuff way up there, and find a patch of dirt or whatever and sit there and put my hands flat on the ground and commune with the earth. I'm thinking,
do you remember the response you got from me when you started telling me that stuff?
Yeah, you started laughing your ass off.
The uproarious laughter?
Yeah.
I got a look one time because sometimes I tend to joke around a little bit.
A little.
Just sometimes. Sometimes. Once in a while. And people were sharing about, you know, who's available to sponsor. And, you know, people raised their hands. And I said, so if you need a sponsor, you should talk to one of these people and make sure and get a $50 a week one, not a $20 a week one.
Give them a what?
Make sure and get a $50 a week sponsor, not a $20 a week sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Get a good one.
I wasn't going to go to that meeting.
You just saw a head suddenly just do a double. What?
Wait, what?
I'm kidding.
Hey, what? Well, my ex-wife, when she went and got her first sponsor, I don't know what it is. My exes and their first sponsors, because her first sponsor told her that it was customary.
Well, future.
Well, wives.
It's coming up.
Told her that it was customary for her sponsees to bring her gifts. And I said, the hell are you talking about? She goes, she told me it was customary. She goes, I got to go by wherever, she was Target or something, to go buy her a gift. And I'm like, for what? And she goes, because she said it was customary for her sponsees to give her gifts. And I'm like, you need a new sponsor.
Oh, my God, I just figured it out. The woman in Denver was a sponsor, and that woman was dropping a gift on her lawn every day.
There you go.
Like a cat bringing a dead mouse.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dropping a deuce on her lawn.
Wow. What about other stuff? What about in media? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Listening to a speaker in a meeting talking about the recovery home that she runs and knowing for a fact that she's got less than a week clean.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Talking about how wonderful it was to watch people, you know, achieving the dreams of recovery, and she just came back from a run.
Watching others do what I cannot do for myself.
You know, I'm like, looking at him going, wow, please tell me you're not sponsoring any of these girls. Then, seeing the same woman at the facility where I'm going to meet my sponsees, talking about her recovery home to other girls and trying to get them to come and be sponsored by her, and I'm like, stymied.
When we get out, you should come to my recovery home.
I could not. Well, no, she wasn't in there. She was just visiting.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, man, wow, this is a train wreck. And I didn't know what to do. Should I say, I'll tell somebody? Should I not tell somebody? What should I do? I ended up not doing anything.
What you see here, what you hear here.
I know,
stay
exactly.
Here when you leave here.
And that's why I didn't do anything.
Well, there's another one that I can think of where we were all present, all three of us. And we were at the Thursday night meeting, and this guy, and he's in this meeting. He had just gotten done being nominated. He was the, what
was
he? The vice chair of the area in Cocaine Anonymous. And in the meeting, proceeded to start talking about how fantastic smoking crack cocaine was. In front of a recovery home crowd who looked like they had ants on them afterwards. They were just like itching. Shelley and Mark vying for position to who is going to slam him down first.
Nicely done, by the way.
And then right after, this other guy's girlfriend started talking about how fantastic it was. As a result, talking about how fantastic it was.
Oh, same meeting, years later. Someone who was actually a very...
Oh, not you're going to
no.
die.
No, okay. Not that one. But you could tell that story. Someone who was a very close friend of ours, coming back from a run and talking about how amazingly awesome and peaceful and wonderful it is to... Whoa, that's my phone.
Who is that?
Mom.
My mom?
Yes, your mom.
Your phone should be ringing.
Kidding.
Every time. Anyway, she's coming back from a run talking about how amazingly peaceful and wonderful she felt riding the trains around L.A. all the time before she had to go score again. And I'm like, that was the night that she finished sharing. I raised my hand and I said, I am not going to your fucking funeral. And I was like yelling at her.
I don't remember who
crying.
It was.
And I started, she started crying in the meeting and I like laid into her. I'm like, you romance it like that, you're never going to see your kid again.
You're lucky Roger didn't know you did that. He'd hit you.
Oh, yeah, no. That's okay. How about you, Mark? You got another one?
We could go on all day with these. Yeah, they're just, you know. But I think I'd like to start to bend this thing toward a conclusion a little bit. So
I got
to
give you one more.
Go ahead.
Happened on this show when we were on the radio in San Bernardino, in the Carousel Mall, one of our former show hosts, Lee, said, I'm going to go across the street because I need to get an energy drink. He comes back with a six-pack of O'Doul's.
That'll get you going.
And we're kind of like, even though we know it's a minute amount, but there's a minute amount of alcohol.
Trace.
And he says, well...
How much alcohol is in that liquor?
So he drinks, but he doesn't just drink them. He chugs them like he's at a fraternity party, right? He's like, bam, 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 six of them. And he says, at the end of it, he says, well, you know, it's like if you leave orange juice out on the counter. And I said, with one minor difference. And he goes, what? I go, I don't ever remember sitting down and chugging, six 12-ounce glasses of orange juice that have been out on the counter. But it was just the way he put it and said it on the air. We immediately got calls from people going, they're like, you're making me think of drinking beer. We can hear the bottles chugging in the thing. Even if it was water, it sounds like you're chugging beer. And to this day, and I know that it's probably not even possible, but to this day, James will swear that Lee had a head change. Now, whether it was an actual head change or just kind of a, you know, I slipped back into the memory of when I used to drink or whatever, but it seemed like there was a little bit of a change there. And I was just like, I did it the other night. I told Austin, I got a soda, and I go, watch the alcoholics in here, and I go, and you see these people's heads turn. So now how would you like to bring this back around to what type of conclusion? Tell people stupid shit?
Where do some of these ideas come from?
The mind of alcoholics. I think it's coming from damaged psyches, if you think about it. I mean, none of us are wrapped too tightly when we get here. And it's like, you know, the newer people are, the more likely you are to hear things. Although I would assume that Shelley's sponsor had a modicum of time who was telling her to sit on the ground and commune.
But
and write everything
backwards.
Time is just
time. Program is the thing. Time is just a
What kind of program could she have gotten written, writing things backwards out of the 12 and 12? Do you remember a guy, and he's been gone for quite a while. I think his name was Ralph. He used to go to the 502 Club, and he was like, and I can't remember the tribe, so, you know, forgive me for that. But this guy was a Shriner, and he was an Indian, and like an American Indian, but he would refer, and I know it's not an American Indian thing, but he would refer to Yahweh, and he would say to my higher power, Yahweh, and he goes, and he would always say at the end of that, he goes, look, understand, you probably don't even know who Yahweh is, and that's okay, because it's my higher power. And he would always, even though he would say that, he'd go, Yahweh, my higher power, Yahweh, but he would always throw this disclaimer on the back that would say, I want you guys to understand that when I say that, that's my higher power. That's the one I picked. You don't have to pick that. You can pick anyone you want, and yours is as good as anybody else's.
Do you find that somebody's religiosity gets a little bit overboard during their share, that you tend to share after them and try to level out the spirituality?
So then, Mark, what would your final words? Or Shelley, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm thrown off because people are in different spots in the studio now. We had to go to the other studio.
We had to go to the open air studio.
I don't even remember why we came. Oh, because the other computer in the other studio is doing Windows updates, which it's probably still doing.
Sometimes the insanity of this program amuses the crap out of me.
We used to suffer from insanity. Now we enjoy it.
Yes.
Actually, what I was going to say for my final word would be, if you learn to work program correctly, you probably won't be saying things that make people go, wait, what? So, Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
Amp.
Amp, another misguided prophet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I just ask, can you listen? I just got to get this off my chest. This is killing me. It's killing me.
GloryMusic.com.
I ask you to hear me out. My hands up. I'm cleaning out my closet. My life, I lost it. I'm honest. I'll tell the truth. I only need you, Lord, to see me through. Help me reach the people that need you. Cause I know I
can't.
And
your
I still do. I'm
today.
Talking to that thief. I'm talking to that liar. I'm talking to that person walking in hell and fire. I'm talking to the kids that see nothing but violence. I'm talking to that addict. Problems inside them. I'm talking to you, AMP. Use a thief, use a liar, a G walking in hell and fire. You're an alcoholic that just knows violence. Come help me, Lord. My mind won't be quiet. I pray to the Lord that He keeps my soul. Lord, I know the saying, you reap what you sow. I am a sinner. I will change the day. I will not be who I was yesterday.
Come on!
I pray to the Lord that He keeps my soul. Lord, I know the saying, you reap what you sow.
Preach.
I am a sinner. I will change the day. Lord, come and take me and show me the way. First off, I apologize to everyone I hurt in my life. Alcohol, sex, drugs. I have no excuses, that's just what it was. I hurt some of my family, I hurt some of my friends, I hurt so many women, I can't begin. I was engaged, I was the reason it ended. Pistol in my hand, my life almost ended. I seen that devil, he looked at me back. Liquor bottle in hand, I was not looking back. Thank you to DJ. Thank you to April. The Lord sent you both from heaven to come save me. Hope my words touch. Hope my words reach you. I am not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm determined to be someone different today.
AMP will change his mindset and ways.
Today.
I pray to the Lord that he keeps my soul.
Lord.
I know the saying, you reap what you sow.
Reap.
I am a sinner. I will change today. I will not be who I was yesterday.
Come on.
I pray to the Lord that he keeps my soul.
Lord.
I know the saying, you reap what you sow.
Reap.
I am a sinner. I will change today. Lord, come and take me. Show me the way.
Hear me?
I pray to the Lord.
Lord,
I know the saying.
Preach,
I am a sinner. I will not be who I was yesterday.
Come on.
That he keeps my soul.
Lord,
you reap what you sow.
Preach,
I will change today. Lord, come and take me and show me the way.
That's not my whole story. It's some of it. And I hope I was able to help somebody. May God bless you.